out and you know, play together. I thought that when you get four people in double figures, I think that that's a, you know, that says that you're sharing the basketball and you're playing as a team. And I was really impressed with the play of with Rodrika Rogers. I just never seen anybody rebound the basketball the way she does. And I mean, those are like Charles Barkley numbers, you know what I mean? I was 18 rebounds is it's got to be a career high for sure, and it might be a Georgia Tech record. I'm not sure in a single game, 18 rebounds. I don't know anybody that's ever gotten 18 rebounds in a game. So I just have to give her a lot of credit for how she stepped up. And, you know, with the loss of Sydney Wallace, you just never know how a team's going to respond. But I feel like Aaliyah Whiteside and Rodrika Rogers have taken on more responsibility.
Yeah, they really asserted themselves when Kayla and Zaire were struggling in that first half.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, they won an 11-3 win midway through the second half, but you looked like you made an exerted effort to go back inside to Aaliyah and Rogers. What were some adjustments that you made midway through that second half when they made their run?
Well, one of the things we were talking about is we were taking too quick of shots, and we just needed to slow down and get the ball inside and get the ball in the paint, because we had a lot of success in the first half getting the ball into the paint.
Second half, their quickness caused your defense to struggle a little. They got to the paint.
Yeah, they really started going at mismatches and isolating people and going one-on-one, and I thought that hurt us a little bit.
Yeah, overall, you had a really, you held them to some long stretches of not scoring, like 1-5, 1-8. What were some things you did effectively in the first half defensively to get out to your 10-point lead?
Well, I thought we did a good job getting defensive stops, but, you know, getting the rebound. I thought the rebounding was a key, because we knew if we could rebound the basketball, we could get a chance to get some transition going. You know, they played us 40 minutes of zone, and, you know, that's tough to play against. You know, and so I thought our players did a good job of getting to the offensive glass against the zone, doing a good job getting defensive stops and securing the defensive rebound.
Zaire got some good looks, got to the basket pretty easily in that first half, but I don't know, is she short-arming the ball, or it seems
I feel like she was trying to avoid contact instead of just taking the contact. That's what I was telling her, just go through the defense, not around it. You know, I think she's strong enough with the ball just to go through the defense and not try to double clutch or try to avoid getting her shot blocked. She just needs to take the contact, and, you know, that's one of the things I talked to her about at halftime.
It was nice after the struggle at Louisville to come back and get that win. And put that behind you real fast.
I think it says a lot about our character. You know, we got hit by a couple, three left hooks in a row in less than 72 hours. And, you know, then we went in and played three. That was our fourth game in 7 days. And so that's a tremendous challenge on a team that's shorthanded with depth. And, you know, no seniors on the floor. So that's a team that is, you know, we're about playing. Bounce back ability is very important. And, you know, for them to be able to learn that as, you know, as such a young team, I mean, to come off of a 28-point loss and then turn around and win in the ACC is tough to do.
Of course, Aaliyah has been the common effect, the leader out there. It seems like the last couple of weeks she's been your one consistent player, you know, you can go to.
Aaliyah's done a great job. Like I said, she's been a very consistent leader for us all year long. But for her to have the stamina to play 40 minutes, that might be the first time she's played 40 minutes in her career, you know, and play it hard and knock down that three at the end. You know, I says a lot about her and says a lot about where her focus and concentration is right now.
And obviously, this wins on a personal level, being the all-time winningest coach in Georgia Tech history. Just give a thought or two about that and just a reflection on your time here in the Flats.
You know, I've had the opportunity to coach so many special players and people. More importantly, you know, when I started this program, you know, 12 years ago, we started talking about building it. You don't win with special offenses and defenses. You win with special people. And so, you know, I feel like I was fortunate enough throughout my career to surround myself with some very special players. And they were not only special players on the court, but they were special people off the court. And that's how we won, because we won in every aspect of what we did. And that's one of the things that we've continued to try to do here and instill in our players, is that it's bigger than basketball. And winning isn't just about numbers. It's not on the scoreboard. It's winning in life. And so I've been very fortunate to be surrounded by a great administration who has supported me and helped me grow this program financially. And, you know, with the facilities and the resources they provided, we've been able to have tremendous success.
We saw Sid honored before the game for Thousands Point and walking around without crutches. Is there any possibility she might come back?
We're just kind of taking it day to day. I think we haven't made the release yet. We're going to have a release probably in the next 24 hours, but it doesn't look likely that she'll play this year.